The Gemara Masechta Bava Kamma Daf Tes Amud Beis, as we discussed in our previous shiurim, began a discussion that the halacha is Amrav Zera Amrav Huna b'mitzvah shlish. The mitzvah wants us to spend up to a third. The Gemara established what it does not mean is that one has to spend a third of his assets on fulfilling a mitzvah. Rather, says the Gemara, Elam Rav Zera, what was meant to be said, what Rav Huna meant to say was, behidda mitzvah. When it comes to do a hidda mitzvah, one should spend at shloish ba mitzvah. One should spend up to a third of the mitzvah to fulfill the obligation of hidda mitzvah. So, from here, the first thing that we need to determine is that there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation to be mahadar a mitzvah. There's an obligation to do everything we can to make the mitzvah as beautiful as possible. And the basis for this is the pasuk in the Shira, where the pasuk says, Zeh keli v'anveyu, and the Gemara teaches us, Hisnor lefonav b'mitzvahs, asay lefonav, tsukano, lulavno, shoifano, tzitzisno. The one should try to make and fulfill the mitzvah in the nicest way possible. Interesting, Rashi here, when Rashi quotes this Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, says as an example for hidden mitzvah, talisnor and tzitzisnor. And I saw from the Eretz Tzvi, he points out that if the Gemara or Rashi would just say tzitzisnor, we would assume that the mitzvah is to have tzitzis. And the Allah is teaching us that one has to buy nice tzitzis. But Rashi over here points out both talisnor and tzitzisnor. So the tzitzis are a mitzvah, we could understand. But what is the mitzvah of talisnor? So he points out that since one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis without a talis, so even though the talis is not the actual mitzvah, the talis becomes part of the mitzvah, and not only need we have a nice tzitzis, we need to have also nice talis. And he uses a very interesting concept to make this point. He said, just like we learn many places in Shas, that the mitzvah puruvu is only on men, not on women. But since one cannot fulfill the mitzvah puruvu without a wife, obviously, so the wife is also part of the mitzvah. Here too, the talis therefore is part of the mitzvah. The Sefer Maris Ayin says, the Gemara says, Godel hama'asa yoysim and oysa. Usually, what that means is that somebody who influences someone else to fulfill a mitzvah is even greater than the one who actually fulfilled the mitzvah. He says that the word hama'asa stands for Rosh HaTevis, hidda mitzvah at shlish ha-mitzvah. The Gemara is teaching us that one should spend for hidda mitzvah at shlish ha-mitzvah. So as we quoted the Gemara says, Zeh keli v'anveyu is the source for the mitzvah of hidda mitzvah. There are those that there are rishonim that say that this is the Ravid's opinion, that this is a mitzvah asay daraisa. It's a mitzvah asay to me mahadam mitzvah. There are other rishonim, seems to be the opinion of Tosfos, the Ritva, whose opinion is that the mitzvah hidda mitzvah is the Rabbanan. One of the arayas is because we recognize, the halacha is, that certainly if somebody fulfilled a mitzvah without doing the hid the mitzvah, he's still mekayim the mitzvah. Only l'chatchila is hid the mitzvah absolutely required. Now, in a deraisa, they point out, the Ritva makes this point, there are no differences between l'chatchila and b'diavad. The fact that we see that there is, by hid the mitzvah, a difference between l'chatchila and b'diavad, seems to be a raya that hid the mitzvah is only ad rabbanim. However, the Kappos Tamarim explains that that isn't necessarily a question. He explains that that's the way the Torah established the mitzvah of hid the mitzvah. That hid the mitzvah is a different type of a mitzvah. That by all other mitzvahs, midoraisa, there indeed is no difference between l'chatchila and the yevid. Here, the mitzvah is an exception to that rule. By kabbonis, the Torah has special limudim that one has to bring the nicest type of available animal. The pasuk says regarding the kabban tamid as a keves echad, and the Gemara in Masechta Megillah asks if it says keves. So we know it's talking about one animal. Why did the Torah have to teach us echad? To teach us miyuchet shebedroi, bring the nicest animal in the flock. Rebbe says we learn it from the pasuk of mifcha the derechem. As the Gemara in Masechta Yuma says, why do we need two psukim? One is to teach us by carbon choiva, we should bring the nicest available animal. And one is to teach us by carbon adova, we should bring the nicest animal possible. As we will be speaking in our shiurim and mitzvah Shem, specifically the mitzvah of esrog, the Torah points out it should be a pre-eitz hadar. Even if we're going to discuss the obligation of hid the mitzvah, the Paiskim, the Rishonim, already point out there's a difference between a hidden mitzvah which is visible versus a hidden mitzvah which is not visible. And that's why, for example, the halacha is that we know that when we write a Sefer Torah, we have to be careful to make lines under the words of the Sefer Torah. But even under the words of the Sefer Torah, under all the lines. However, by tefillin, it doesn't have that same halacha. And the reason is because the mitzvah, the tefillin parashiyos, are obviously not visible to us. And therefore, they don't have the same halacha. When we speak about hid the mitzvah, is not only limited to the actual mitzvah itself. Here the mitzvah also involves the way you do a mitzvah. So, for example, the halacha is, Mishnah says in Masechta Psachim, Avi Psachim, Samach Lemincha, Lo Yoichel Ad Shetachshech. On Erev Pesach, one shouldn't eat late in the afternoon. Why shouldn't one eat late in the afternoon? Because he won't be able to eat the matzah with the as well with the same appetite. And the same halacha is regarding that we have to put all the different meaning of the lulav together. The reason we have to put the different meaning of the lulav together is because of the reason of hid the mitzvah. That's the nicest way that one could fulfill the mitzvah. So our Gemara is the place where we learn there's a din of atzlish mitzvah. But there's a very big machlokes Rashi in Tosfos how to understand this Gemara. Rashi says what our Gemara is coming to teach us is that if somebody finds has two Sefer Torah to buy, and one is nicer than the other, he should spend a third more to buy the nicer Sefer Torah. Tosfos has a different interpretation. Tosfos says that if somebody is coming to buy an Esrog, and he has a smaller Esrog and a bigger Esrog, he should buy the Esrog that's a third bigger. So we have here among the Chalukas, Rashi and Tosfos. And the Rishonim, in explaining why Tosfos doesn't follow the Pshat of Rashi, why is Tosfos specifically speaking about the mitzvah of Esrog? So they say because Tosfos' problem with Rashi's Pshat is that Ein L'davar Seif, if we always have to spend a third more to get a nicer mitzvah, so according to Tosfos, I'll buy a Sefer Torah. I'll have two Sefer Torah, I'll spend a third more. Then I'll find another one. So the Bi'a Halacha in Siman Tef Reish Nun Vav says that even according to Rashi, that it's referring to how much you need to spend on doing a mitzvah, Rashi agrees that you only have to do this once. When I'm coming to fulfill the mitzvah, so says the Gemara, that you have two available, spend a third to get the nicer one, but not forever. Moreover, according to the way Rashi learns, let's say when I bought the mitzvah, there was only one Sefer Torah available, and I spent the money to buy that nice Sefer Torah, and afterwards, according to Rashi, I'll later on find another Sefer Torah. If when I went to buy the Sefer Torah, that was the only Sefer Torah was available, and I spent the money on that Sefer Torah, that's what I have to, and I don't have to look for another. I don't have to look for another one. I shouldn't spend another one. Spend more on the other one. Yamsha Shloima gives a different explanation. Yamsha Shloima says that, as we mentioned a moment ago, it's specifically by the mitzvah of Esrog, where the Torah says pre-Eitz Hadar, that's where we have to focus on Hidden Mitzvah. In other places, where the Torah doesn't say the inyan of Hidden Mitzvah, we don't have to be so focused on it. The Brisker Rav on the Rambam, Perek Dalet of Hilchos Chanukah, Halacha Adolf, makes an interesting observation. He says, there's another mitzvah in the Torah where we find this concept of Hidden Mitzvah repeated again and again. And that's by Chanukah. There's the Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. Says the Brisker Rav that it's obvious that the din of Mahadrin by Neros Chanukah are different than is a new halacha. It's not the halacha of all the hiddur that we're learning by all other mitzvahs. Because hiddur mitzvah is a shlish. If we only have to light one candle, and here we're lighting so many more candles for all the family members, and many more candles every night, certainly more than a shlish. So he says that the halacha of Mahadrin is not a halacha in Hidden Mitzvah. It's a different halacha altogether. The Sfas says that the din of Mahadrin that we discuss by Neiris Chanukah is not to be understood as a Hidur Mitzvah, but rather the way to understand the din of Mahadrin by Neiris Chanukah, he explains, is that that's the way Chazal taught us to fulfill the mitzvah. The way Chazal taught us to fulfill the mitzvah is to do it with a hiddur, but not that it's a separate new concept. The way I always understood the Sfasemis is as follows. When we speak about this concept of hiddur mitzvah, there are really two ways to understand this concept. One way to understand this concept is that there's a need to fulfill a mitzvah, and then there's a new mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah is a separate obligation from the actual mitzvah itself. That's one way to understand. Another way to understand is not that hiddur mitzvah is a separate. Hiddur mitzvah actually defines the actual mitzvah. So it could be that the Sfas Emes holds that by all mitzvahs, hiddur mitzvah is separate from the actual mitzvah. Neiros Chanukah are different, that the hiddur mitzvah is actually part of the very mitzvah that we're fulfilling. The Gemara over here, as we're learning now, speaks about the inyan of hiddur mitzvah. The Sefer Chassidim in Simen Kuf Chof Tes says that the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Kabed es Hashem Mohincha. Says the Sefer Chassidim, what the Pasuk is teaching us is that a person is buying a box. If a person has jewelry, expensive jewelry, he'll buy a nice jewelry box. Because he wants to spend his money on nice things. So too, anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, we should use for Dvar Mitzvah. Kabbalah Hashem Mahoncha, if you have a nice voice, use it to be about tefillah. If you, Baruch Hashem, have money, use it for Dvar Mitzvah. However, in Simen Tuf Tuf Ayin Ches, tells us the Sefer Chassidim, that even though there's a point to do a hiddur mitzvah, he says a person should not lose the opportunity to do a mitzvah because of hiddur mitzvah. And therefore he explains that somebody goes to buy an esrig or to do another mitzvah and he finds a nice esrig, he shouldn't say, well, maybe I should wait till I find another esrig. Rather, the halacha is, if you have now the opportunity to do a mitzvah, do it now, and don't wait under the assumption that maybe you'll find at another time another mitzvah. Whatever mitzvah you have available, take advantage to do it as soon as you can.